What had made these people so willing to accept their religions? Were they simply products of their society, believing because it was tradition? He read of their lives and tried to persuade himself that the people were simpletons, that they hadn't ever truly questioned their beliefs. Surely they would have seen the flaws and inconsistencies if they'd just taken the time to be rational and discerning. Sazed sat with closed eyes, a wealth of information from journals and letters in his mind, searching for what he expected to find. However, as the time passed, he did not discover what he sought. The people did not seem like fools to him. As he sat, something began to occur to him. Something about the words, the feelings of the people who had believed. Before, Sazed had looked at the doctrines themselves. This time, he found himself studying the people who had believed, or what he could find of them. As he read their words over again in his mind, he began to see something. The faiths he had looked at, they couldn't be divorced from the people who had adhered to them. In the abstract, those religions were stale. However, as he read the words of the people, really read them, he began to see patterns. Why did they believe? Because they saw miracles. Things one man took as chance, a man of faith took as a sign. A loved one recovering from disease, a fortunate business deal, a chance meeting with a long-lost friend. It wasn't the grand doctrines or the sweeping ideals that seemed to make believers out of men. It was the simple magic in the world around them. What was it Spook said, Sazed thought, sitting in the shadowy Chondra cavern? That faith was about trust. Trusting that somebody was watching, that somebody would make it all right in the end, even though things looked terrible at the moment. To believe, it seemed, one had to want to believe. It was a conundrum, one Sazed had wrestled with. He wanted someone, something, to force him to have faith. He wanted to have to believe because of the proof shown to him. Yet the believers whose words now filled his mind would have said he already had proof. Had he not, in his moment of despair, received an answer? As he had been about to give up, Tensun had spoken. Sazed had begged for a sign and received it. Was it chance? Was it providence? In the end, apparently, it was up to him to decide. He slowly returned the letters and journals to his metal mines, leaving his specific memory of them empty, yet retaining the feelings they had prompted in him. Which would he be, believer or skeptic? At that moment, neither seemed a patently foolish path. I do want to believe, he thought. That's why I've spent so much time searching. I can't have it both ways. I simply have to decide. Which would it be? He sat for a few moments, thinking, feeling, and, most important, remembering. I sought help, Sazed thought, and something answered. Sazed smiled, and everything seemed a little bit brighter. Breeze was right, he thought, standing and organizing his things as he prepared to go. I was not meant to be an atheist. The thought seemed a little too flippant for what had just happened to him. As he picked up his metal sheets and prepared to go meet with the first generation, he realized that Chondra passed outside his humble little cavern, completely oblivious to the important decision he'd just made. But that was how things often went, it seemed. Some important decisions were made on a battlefield or in a conference room, but others happened quietly, unseen by others. That didn't make the decision any less important to Sazed. He would believe. Not because something had been proven to him beyond his ability to deny, but because he chose to. As, he realized, Vin had once chosen to believe and trust in the crew because of what Kelsier had taught her.
"You taught me too, survivor,"
Sazed thought, moving out into the stone tunnel to meet with the Chondra leaders.
"Thank you."
Sazed made his way through the cavern corridors, suddenly eager at the prospect of another day interviewing the members of the first generation. Now that he had covered most of their religion, he planned to find out more about the first contract. As far as he knew, he was the only human other than the Lord Ruler to have ever read its words. The members of the first generation treated the medal bearing the contract with noticeably less reverence than the other Chondra. That had surprised him.
"Of course," Sazed thought, turning a corner. "It does make some kind of sense. To the members of the first generation, the Lord Ruler was a friend. They remember climbing that mountain with him. Their leader, yes, but not a god. Kind of like the members of the crew, who had trouble seeing Kelsier in a religious light."
Still lost in thought, Sazed wandered into the Trust Warren, whose broad metallic doors were open. He paused, however, just inside. The first generation waited in their alcoves, as was common. They didn't come down until Sazed closed the doors. Oddly, however, the members of the second generation stood at their lecterns, addressing the crowds of Chondra, who, despite being far more reserved than a similar group of humans would have been, still displayed an air of anxiety.
"Does it mean, Kampar?" one lesser Chondra was asking. "Please, we are confused. Ask the first generation."
"We have spoken of this thing already," said Kampar, leader of the seconds. "There is no need for alarm. Look at you, crowding together, murmuring and rumor-mongering as if you were humans."
Sazed moved up to one of the younger Chondra who stood gathered outside the doorway to the Trust Warren.
"Please," he whispered, "what is the source of this concern?" "The mists, holy world bringer,"
the Chondra, a female, he thought, whispered back.
"What of them?" Sazed asked. "The fact that they are staying later and later in the day?"
"No,"
the Chondra girl replied.
"The fact that they're gone."
Sazed started.
"What?"
The Chondra nodded.
"Nobody noticed it until early this morning. It was still dark out, and a guard walked by to check one of the exits. He says there was no mist at all outside, despite it being night. Others went out too,